This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And of course, we want to remind you that tomorrow's Mother's Day. And we want to say Happy Mother's Day to all of you who are mothers. And then we want to remind you that it is Mother's Day, so you can be sure to call your mother or send her a card or tell her how much you appreciate her. We thank God for showing us the love of God through the love of godly mothers. I had a great mother, wonderful mother. She's the one that showed me about Jesus. And then, I'm the mother of four children and grandmother of 10, great-grandmother of 1. And I've tried in my lifetime to be a Holy Ghost-filled temple, so that they would also want to be Holy Ghost-filled temples. And I'm so thankful. One of the greatest gifts I had, the greatest, probably the greatest, next to knowing the Lord himself, is, like the Bible says, there is no greater joy than seeing your children walk in the things of God. And so make your mother happy. Give her a call and say, "Mom, I'm just turning to the Lord with my whole life." That's the best present she could have from you, if you need to do that. Many of you don't need to do that, but some of you might need to. And how we get called, we get letters, we get emails from mothers, from fathers all over the world. And they're so glad because we've been praying for an awakening. And when their children awaken to God and call them and say, "I'm coming back to God," or "I'm coming to God initially," oh, they're so happy and so thrilled. So if you need to do that, then do it. Not only make your heavenly, your earthly parents happy, but your heavenly Father will be so, of course, He knows you, He knows the future, but He's so glad that that's a part of you. Now, we're talking about being a temple of the Holy Ghost. And, of course, all this week we've talked about it. I asked Brandon, my grandson, who's the engineer over here, and I want you to pipe in on some of this today, Brandon. I said, "Am I being too hard?" He said, "No, you're not being too hard, Mimi." Well, he's sitting right here in the room, so he would say that. But I think that's your heart, huh, Brandon? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't have a microphone, do you, son? Well, bless the Lord, I'll just have to tell him what you say. But we're talking about, now we're going to go back and we're going to read New Testament. This is New Covenant. New Covenant. So we're reading here this scripture about our being the temple of God. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14. "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believes with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols?" He has called us, he has called the believers. He has called us the righteous. He has even called us Christ, or the body of Christ. And he has called us the believer. Now he's called us the temple of God. "What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, 'I will dwell in them, and I will walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.' Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing." Now this is New Testament. There are things you need to come out from. Things you need not to touch anymore. Some of them might not even be so bad, but because you are the temple of God and you want to be and you want to be dedicated unto Him, you don't touch those. Then as we go right on down into chapter 7, remember Paul didn't write in chapters and verses. He says, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." Hallelujah. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. It says in chapter 8 and verse 5. Well, I think I'll read verse 4. "Praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints." They're called to minister, these brethren. And they did this, and first, verse 5, gave their own selves to the Lord. When we separate from the world and from the unclean things we're not to be touching, there's so much out there today. I'm telling you, people are deceived. And they just touch it as if it were nothing. Just go and partake of things of the world as if it were nothing. Now, I'm not talking about how long your dress is. I'm not talking about whether or not you cut your hair. I'm talking about so much of the unclean has come manifest in the world today. I went to a church once, big church. If I named the church, you'd know it. A lady wrote me and said, "My husband's one of the ushers, and he is addicted to pornographic magazines." That ought not be, if he claims to be the temple of God. Now, there are other things, and this is where, Brandon, I want you to see if I'm too tough, too mean. It is written, Leviticus 19:36. "You shall have just balances, just weights, a just ephah, a just measure. I am the Lord your God." Now, that means that you ought not to cheat people. Do you think God still likes that? He still wants you not to. Like, for instance, my dad had a grocery store in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and they would tease him. They would say, "You have a heavy thumb," but he didn't. My dad was the most honest man. But they had those kind of scales that you could put the roast up there. You didn't go like you do now. You go down to the supermarket and it's all in a little package. They cut it for you. And my dad was famous for his meat market. And he had beautiful roasts and beautiful sausage that he made. Well, he weighed it out for you there. Now, if he'd put his thumb on that scale and made it heavier, that's not what a temple of God should do. So even though that's written in the Old Testament, God still doesn't want you to do it. Right, Brandon? Okay, he's nods his head over there. Now, Leviticus 19:31, same chapter. "Do not turn to mediums or spiritists. Do not seek them out to be defiled by them. I am Jehovah your God." So there are many scriptures, but this happened to be right here in chapter 19, Leviticus, we're looking at. You're not supposed to go to wizards and mediums and spiritists. Do you think God still doesn't want you going down to the local palm reader to find out your future? Brandon's nodding his head. No. He says, "I'm the Lord your God." He's the one that can lead you. Then Leviticus 19:29, "Do not profane your daughter by making her a harlot." So do you think that, you don't give up your child, your daughter, to harlotry? You think God still doesn't like that? He still doesn't like that. He wants you to bring your children up to know the Lord. Now let's back up one more verse. "You shall not make any cuts in your body for the dead, nor make any tattoo marks on yourselves. I am Jehovah." What? That's Old Testament. Don't get us back there under the law. Absolutely, it is the fashion, it is the fad today to do tattoos. Well, God said, "Don't write on your skin," King James says. And here I'm reading in the New American, it says, "Do not make any tattoo marks on yourselves." Well, we're not trusting in not making tattoo marks on our bodies to get to heaven. We're not under the law. Oh, that's under the law. That's the law. That's under the law. Some of the things, folks, many of the things that God said in the Old Testament that he didn't like then, he still doesn't like. Now, my body, your body, I'm seeing Brandon over there. Brandon is, He's studying two things. He's studying to be a trainer, and he's building his body. And then he's going to study, probably go to Raymond next year, to be in the ministry. Well, he has a gorgeous body. I have to say that if I am his grandmother. I'm telling you, it's like putting graffiti on the temple. It's like God was so careful. If you'll read and you just go into the Bible and you find out about what care he took with the skins that went on the tabernacle and what care he took with the gold that went on the temple, you're the body of Christ. And your body is not your own. It is bought with a price. Brandon, I don't want to see you, even if you have the whole Bible tattooed on your arms. I don't want to see that. You put the word in your heart. That's what the Bible says, that I might not sin against you. So, what if you've got some tattoos? Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. You just ask that they be under the blood. But you don't get any more from the time that you heard about this verse. From that time onward, you don't get any. You want to make your mother happy. Don't get any tattoos on your body. Bless the Lord. But no, you're not going to go to hell if you have tattoos on your body. But I saw some, it was supposed to be a big move of God, a big revival. And it was almost as if they were magnifying the fact that their bodies were all tattooed up and everybody was getting so excited over it. I said, something's wrong with this. This isn't right. Something's wrong with this. Turned out it was wrong. Turned out they were living in sin. So is everybody who has tattoos living in sin? No. You know, And I don't know, you might not want to hear it. You might put me in a little category over to the side as old-fashioned. But, you know, I do know that we're the temples of God and that I wouldn't take a can of black paint and go to the temple if it were standing on Mount Moriah, and I wouldn't write all over it, scriptures even. So, now cutting. How about cutting your body? It literally says cutting. People cut their bodies. If you're a child of God, you have no business cutting your body. You have no business, and there are people that are called cutters. Well, Satan's behind that cutting. You honor the body of God. And we're going to talk next week about the Holy Spirit in that body and the glory of God in that body and the Holy Spirit working through you and praying through you and the power of tongues. This is Billy Bremen. I'm inviting you now to come to our 2012 School of the Holy Spirit that we're going to have right out here at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And it's going to be June 12 through June 15. We're going to have Ron Smith and Joe Jordan. Oh, my goodness. And these, we really go with the Holy Ghost, folks. And I'm telling you that, Joe Jordan. You'd be surprised. He gets so happy. He has that gift of joy and the ability to get it over on you. If you even thinking about being depressed, I'd come to this meeting if I were you. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 about how you can enroll to come to the meeting, or if you cannot make it to the meeting, how you can get the code to get online, because it will take a code. And this is Billy Brim, a mother, a really happy mother, thanking God for giving me children and saying to you, remember your mother, and all you mothers out there, you have a blessed Mother's Day. And this is Shabbat Shalom.